Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is Marloni, Fourier, and Mego.
So you finally got a first baseman.
So there's a little improvement there.
You got better.
So you should be happy.
Yes.
There you go. They are, so that should be a sign. They still want to make the postseason. Now, can we get back to masturbation talk?
We're days removed from the trade deadline. How we feeling, Red Sox fans?
Maybe this is the start of something special.
Can't we finish it?
My God.
And we catch up on everything happening at Patriots camp.
I'm way more comfortable now than how I was last year. More faster, more like literally more learning, more faster. So I'm literally getting better every day. So I'm trying to get better more today and get better tomorrow.
Lou Marloni.
You do what you think is best.
I'm saying what I'm saying. Well, what are you saying? What I'm saying.
Christian Fourier.
Would you like some butter? Well, butter is, is butter.
Butter is
goes
scary.
On bread.
Megan Ottolini.
Did anyone tell Mac you give love a bad name?
Shut through the heart.
It's Marloni, Fourier, and Mego on Boston Sports Original.
Just leave it. Leave it at the door.
You can hear him in the bathroom. I'm like, just leave it at the door.
W-E-E-I.
All right, it's Marloni, Fourier, and Mego. We are all in the house. Now, earlier this week, when the news came out about the Miami Dolphins losing a first and then a third round pick in 2024 because of tampering with one Tom Brady. And it was in this finding. It was actually August of 2019 where the first communication with Tom Brady from the Miami Dolphins, then again with the Tampa Bay Bucks. So twice Tom Brady has been involved with teams in tampering and possibly going to Miami on a couple of occasions, trying to get to Miami. And
the man just wants to live in Miami.
Well, she does. She does, I believe.
The family wants to be in South Beach.
Yes. So today, Bill Belichick, when he spoke with the media, of course, the questions of Tom Brady came up. This is what it sounded like.
Bill, I wanted to ask you.
Yeah, I'm really worried about that. I'm just trying to have a good training camp here.
Did you have any idea the Dolphins were tampering with your starting quarterback that season?
Yeah, I'm focused on training camp here. That's all in the past.
So that was it. Gave you everything you need.
Those is everything you want to know.
It was easy. I mean, that's a layup for him. Like, he almost looks at him like, that guy's, are you guys even trying? Like, I'm just worried about, training camp. That's just a layup for Bill. He ain't going to touch that one.
But you got to assume, who do you think he would be more angry with? Would it be Brady or the Dolphins? Like, who do you think he would hold a grudge against more?
Bill.
He is a grudge-holding son of a bitch.
Can I flip and reverse this?
Yes.
This might be a case of the master respecting the student. In that the students surpass the master, because I know that this is a controversial way to look at it, but didn't Belichick go behind the Jets' back to finagle a little something with the Patriots way
Next
back
question.
In the day that
Next
ended
question.
With a little note on a cocktail napkin that said,
I resign as the HC
exactly.
of the NYJ.
So deep down inside, and now, of course, Bill is probably thinking back to 2019. What happened here? What happened here? When he was taking that phone call, what did that mean? When we were having this meeting, whatever. I believe that those two are on good terms now. Belichick and Brady, and Belichick probably knew this was
so you
happening.
Do you think he forgives Tom because of his past?
Well, I think maybe deep down inside,
no
I
chance.
Wonder if he looks at it and goes, That opportunistic son of a gun.
No chance.
Well, think about
it.
Who would be? Who would be more pissed at? He'd be more angry. Yeah, I feel like you're going behind my back. Don't you know what everything I've done with you? Done for you? Like, look at the opportunities I put on your lap. Look at the success that you have. It's all because of me. Mm-hmm. You don't think he has an ego and he's driven by, like, he likes to say all the right things. So, the team does this, the players do that. But he really, come on, like, he knows he has a lot to do with
it. No, I think when
Brady
was
going behind his back. Do you think he also just found this out in the last couple months? Like, don't you think that Belichick knew this before?
What Maybe do you mean? Didn't know it before it was released?
Real time? Yeah.
I don't think, how would he know it in real time? He would have stopped it. He would have
been
stopped
in circles. No, not in 2019, but maybe in 2020. He's
on his boat. He's down in Florida, and someone says, "Hey,
you know,
hey,
I
heard that
hearing
Brady,
some whispers around.
Yeah, I saw Brady over here in this over by the docks over here by the marina.
You don't think better
would
like
Brian
if Brady
Brian Flores.
If Brady accidentally sent like a text to Bill being like, "Hey, any interest in me tomorrow next year in Miami?" And then Bill being like, "Excuse me? Oh, sorry, sent it to the wrong guy." My bad.
Hey, you got a design guy in Miami? Giselle's looking at these.
An interior designer. Listen, if it's me, I don't know. Maybe they'll call us 617-779-7937. You'll tell me, like, who would he be more angry with? The fact that the owner of the Dolphins is trying to snatch one of his players?
Yes.
Behind his back?
I think he's more.
Hey, it's like, what are you
do
doing?
You think he's more pissed at the Dolphins operation than Tom Brady? Because Tom Brady
Poor
is
innocent
looking
Brady.
Out
Doesn't
for
know
himself.
Any better.
For the last couple years of his career, whatever. No. I'm not saying he's innocent in this. But if you're Belichick, aren't you more irritated that another organization is effing with your franchise? As a general manager, aren't you more pissed at the Dolphins than at Brady?
And what would Kraft say? Is Kraft calling up Steven Ross and like, what the hell are you doing?
So see, that's more of a Kraft thing to me. Kraft can go to Steven Ross, another owner, the owners' meetings, the club. You know, it's like their fraternity. I get that. But
Bill's general manager is also going like, what the hell are you doing?
Well, no, if I'm Bill, I'm sitting there, you know, I'm more pissed at Tom. Yeah. Absolutely. Like, did you hang up the phone when they called? Or did you have a conversation? Did you really plan this thing out? And the report was he's mid-August trying to get out. So if it's like, you know, I mean, his contract wasn't going well. So you had a real conversation about leaving, like in August? Like, where was your head all year long? In Miami? Yeah, I'd be more pissed at Tom if I was Bill Belichick.
Well, I do think, I know the Dolphins were fine, they, you know, lost draft picks, and they were fine, like a bunch of money. But if I'm Kraft, okay, I mean, I guess you would have to identify, improve, like, pain and suffering if you're the Patriots, right? If you're Kraft, like, listen, because they
to,
would
sorry,
feel...
What?
Like, so if I'm Kraft, I would sue, you know, Steven Ross. I would, like, somehow I would say, okay, I know you fine them, but I should get something for what they were doing to me.
You are, like, very stuck on this point that the Patriots should be rewarded.
Yes.
Like, that they should get some kind of
compensation.
Consolation prize.
Yeah,
it
should be some sort of compensation,
So should the Bucs also?
They were, weren't they tampering with the Patriots just as much as they were... I mean, they were tampering with the Patriots organization, with the Patriots team, with their starting quarterback.
Horrible.
And maybe the fact that Steven Ross was put a bug in Tom Brady's ear, maybe he wasn't fully there. Maybe he was disconnected and thinking about something else when he should have been focused. Yeah, I could sell that.
Christian, so I'm not asking this like facetiously to be an a-hole or anything. I'm asking seriously, since you were in the league, do you think that this is an isolated incident this happens? Of course. So what? We're going to throw out consolation picks to everybody all over the place?
Well, there's
somebody makes a phone call
You know why? It's fine when nobody hears about it and everything's, you know, it's like the whole unwritten rule.
But that Brian Flores.
Yeah, you know what? But now you're kind of forced to kind of deal with it. Like, you know what? So you're telling me, so would Kraft or Bill not cause a stink because they have skeletons in their closet also? I mean, would... that would be what I would think. Like, hey, listen, I wouldn't be, causing any issues right now because I got some dirt on you too. So if you want to make this messier than it already is, then I would just back away slowly.
Just back. Like the gif of Homer Simpson going back into the hedge.
Yeah, because really, like, you don't want to be, like, you want revenge, but you also don't want to expose yourself.
You brought this up, I think, because a lot of people are now discussing it. You know, was Ryan Fitzpatrick that MF-er? You're going to stick with that MF-er. Because the question would be, if you're tampering with Miami in August of 2019 and throughout 2019 season, you were a free agent.
So you're referring to the comment that Brady made a couple years ago.
Like
about a quarterback in the league when he was a free agent. He said, you're really sticking with that MF.
So after you know, talking to Miami all year long, you were a free agent. You could have just signed with Miami. But why didn't you? Is it because they told them we're going to stick with Ryan Fitzpatrick?
One of the teams, and they weren't interested at the very end. I was thinking, you're sticking with that mother...
And Tua, Fitzpatrick and Tua. Tua's rookie year, I believe. And so, or like whatever. But Fitzpatrick, that's the year he started most of the games, and then Tua sort of took over, whatever. But, like, you know, if you're talking to them all year long, including in August, why wouldn't you be in Miami in 2020?
I always thought that that was about the Niners, because I always equated that back to, like, and that's not based on any sourcing or anything. Just, like, I always equated that back to the Jimmy G tension that was there in New England, and that he's from California, he's from Bay Area, would want to go back there.
See, I think that those, I never thought it was Jimmy G, because those guys are, I think they're friends. I think they're, like, you know, more than just colleagues, you know, teammates. I felt like they were friends, and, like, why would Brady openly just call him basically an MF or just completely just rip him? I don't think he would do it, even if he knew people wouldn't know about him. Because I feel like that would be something that he wouldn't overcome. So he would have to do it to somebody like Ryan Fitzpatrick, who he doesn't respect, he's never played with.
What's he got against Fitzmagic?
Well, the fact that he's playing, you want to stick with that MF or that he's the quarterback of the Miami Dolphins.
If you're Tom Brady and someone tells you we're going to stick with what we have, and that's Ryan Fitzpatrick.
But if you're Miami, why are you sticking with Ryan Fitzpatrick? I was asking people about this at camp yesterday, because I was curious, because if
you have your scoops hat on.
If you went into 2020,
who knows about this?
If you went into 2020 and you knew you were going to draft a quarterback, you're drafting Tua, but you knew you were going to draft a quarterback, wouldn't Brady have been the most ideal stopgap in the world if Brady could have 2 years and then you have somebody do the tutelage under Brady and then he comes in and is your next quarterback? I mean, like, isn't that the most ideal bridge ever?
Probably.
So why wouldn't Miami follow through with that?
I don't know. So
there's
maybe
so
rather than drafting Tua, just sign the quarterback that you were messing around with in August of 2019. Right? Like,
so then, I mean, maybe that's not who it is then. Because if you're flirting with him all throughout during the season, then the season finally ends and now you can officially date. You can officially date now.
What happened?
Yeah, what's did somebody, like, you know, get angry at you? Like, what happened? Did you leave the toilet seat up? Like, what happened?
What happened was Brian Flores wouldn't meet with Tom Brady because Stephen Ross wanted him to and it was illegal.
There you go.
Look at you, investigative reporter.
No, it was just he has a better memory than the rest of us.
That is it. It's like, damn, I guess we got to draft two.
I want to play this quick because I think it's pretty funny. So Ken Laird, actually, our boss, so he tweeted out, how is Brady not suspended for this?
That's a shot at Belichick. That is a direct shot at Bill.
Yeah, he said he officially quit on the Pats in August of 2019. Well, Rich Eisen caught wind of this on his own show and had some thoughts to our jefe, Ken Laird.
Man. All right, someone who's on the radio in Boston is saying that Brady quit on the Pats in 2019. This is absurd. Tom Brady... Stephen, this is wrong. You shouldn't talk to me. You shouldn't talk to me. No. You shall not talk to me because I'm under contract here in New England. Quit on New England. Give me a break, man.
I don't feel that way. I'm just saying.
You tell me who's that? Whoever said that?
This is Ken Laird, who's on WEEI.
Very good. So Ken needs to show me the plays where he was giving up.
Uh-oh.
On New England. The one where he threw an interception in his final play for the Patriots.
The game was over.
I know that. So when you give up, you're like, I'm not going to throw an interception as my last play. I'm not going to add another interception to my playoff list. I'm not going to risk it. The game's over. Why am I going to do that? Honestly, come on, man.
Oh, look at Ken Laird. Chandelier, the lifeguard.
So
I remember Ken tried to push that whole philosophy towards us the other day.
What?
Yeah.
He quit. He's like, I quit. He was like all happy. Oh, he quit on the team. You guys can do this all day.
No, Brady doesn't quit on
you guys can do this all day.
Yeah, he would have. He absolutely would have.
Ken needs to show me the plays where he was not.
That's where Ken is right now.
He was giving up.
Ken's cutting. Video in the back. He's splicing video.
I'll show you, Rich Eisen.
Just wait till I put this out on Twitter.
Yeah, look at this play. He's got it all lined up. All right, listen. We come back. We talked to Alex Cora earlier today. Actually, it was at 3:00. Asked him a simple question. Do you think your team is better now He answered it. You'll hear what he had to say. We'll do some socks next.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Alex, you guys, obviously you go get a guy like Eric Hosmer. You bring in Reese McGuire. Tommy Pham is here. Diekman and Vasquez are out. Do you feel like the team got better?
I feel like our roster is in a better place in a sense that we got options off the bench. We can, like I said, in nine innings, we can do a lot of things, you know, mix and match with the opposition. And, you know, that's the way I see it. Obviously, we're going to get healthy, which is the most important thing. You know how much we miss Trevor and Enrique. But, like, for tonight against the Royals, I feel like we can mix and match probably better now than we were a few days ago.
That was Alex Cora. We talked to him at 3 o'clock. By the way, if you missed our interview with Alex Cora, you can listen to the entirety of it. You can go back, just listen to the podcast anytime. Subscribe to Maloney, Fourier, and Mego on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts. Did he answer the question? He's deeper. Is he better?
They can mix and match against the Royals tonight.
I mean, I think, you know, Pham, I think, is better.
Well, I don't know. Why don't you answer the question? honestly, I want you. No, I'm serious. Honestly, because he's not going to. He can't really say no.
There's a reason why.
If he feels like it's no, yeah, he won't say, God, no. You serious?
There's a reason why. It's because, like, I would say the computer says they're better.
Whose computer?
Heim's computer says they're better.
Heim's computer.
Okay. I got a defensive catcher that is better regarded as far as metrics go and defensively and calling games and run saved and framing and whatever. So first base I improved. Outfield I improved. The computer says you're a better baseball team. But I think he just knows the human element inside that locker room. And I don't feel like he's seen this act before. He saw it last year at the deadline, you know, the first couple of weeks coming out of it. So I think it's hard for him to say they're better because he feels like Vasquez had a presence in that locker room. And it's like, it's affecting my pitchers. Got to get used to a starting catcher, a different guy. We got to get him up to speed. So I think there's a reason why he doesn't believe it. Because I'd say on paper, you probably think they should be better. Yeah, they were.
I mean, regardless of how Vasquez started the season, I think it's a tough position for the manager to be in to say, we're better after the 15-year vet has left and, your young stars are sound depressed as hell in the locker room, sound devastated in the locker room. You're supposed to sit there and go, well, we're so much better now. And by the way, you know, president of baseball operations says that we're going to make the postseason. So we have that going for us. Like, see, nah.
I think of it as like, okay, so if you think that they're better, then how are you actually going to kind of explain this, right? So he's saying, okay, we're better. Let's just assume that's, after transcribing everything that he just said, we're better. It seems like, okay, Trevor Story, he mentioned Trevor Story.
Mm-hmm.
That would make them better.
Yeah, this guy's Kiki Hernandez, better.
That would make them better.
Just make them a lot better.
Just by the process of guys getting healthy. Okay, we also talked to him about Kiki Hernandez. Said he took 35 swings in the batting cages. So, okay, so it seems like, and he wants him to, he thinks that he'll be back at some point in time during August.
Yeah, August.
Right in the middle of August. So if Kiki Hernandez comes back, he's playing center field now. You're better.
Mm-hmm.
Duran is not playing anymore. At least he's not playing in center field. You're better. Just by process of elimination, you're ultimately better. Okay, fine. Who's next? Trevor Story. Do we think he's coming back?
Yes.
Okay. You would be better.
A couple weeks.
Okay, fine. Well, there you go. You're almost better.
By the way, we're going to give away Red Sox tickets, Braves tickets at 5:45. We're going to do that there. Yeah, listen, you need guys coming back. I think it's interesting. Barnes is back. I mean, you know what to expect from him? I mean, it'd be great if he could, you know, after being awful all year long and even the end of last year, if he came back, found lightning in a bottle for a month or so, that could help him out. I think there's a chance that this team could make the postseason. You know, and I know Bloom keeps talking about it. I think we can make it. I think there's a chance that they can. Okay, so things got to go right, but they can. If they get there, will they be a threat?
No.
No, they won't, because eventually Sauer, Mora, they still, you know, they did not improve their bullpen. They may think they have some internal solutions if guys come back like Waka or whatever it might be, but I think eventually they lose because Sauer, Mora, or Brazier gives it up, or defensively, you know, Jared Duran doesn't catch a ball that he absolutely should. Instead of getting out of the inning, it's a three-run inning. You know, eventually their warts come out, and it's the reason why they're not a good baseball team right now.
Yeah, I mean, because I would say, so if you just, if all your, you know, on the bubble, you know, hurt players come back, your interior defense would be pretty good. Trevor Story, Hosmer, then Devers and Bogey. Okay, and then outfield you have Kiki in center. Then what? Verdugo's in right.
Fam.
Okay, left. And Fam's playing the wall.
Yeah.
I mean that's. I mean just okay. You are better. Yeah, I'm fine with that. I mean you got a puncher's chance. And maybe lightning strikes twice, you know, back to back years, and sure enough, you end up going on a mini run. But it's temporary. It's not going to take you very far.
To me, though, the bigger question, not just are you better today than you were a week ago, is the direction that this clubhouse, that this franchise is going in under Chaim Bloom. Because, okay, maybe you're marginally better or you stayed the same as you were last week with some pieces moving in, pieces moving out. But we have heard Chaim Bloom. Chaim Bloom told Lou Marlone when he went down in the dugout last week or the week before or whenever that was, said that, you know, the goal is to play winning baseball season to season. That's Chaim Bloom's goal. The goal is not a championship. The goal is not the pennant. It's not the World Series. So if you limp into the postseason or if you squeak your way into the postseason and you're in there for one game or you make a very mini run short of last season, is that a successful season?
No.
Is it successful in Chaim Bloom's book?
Maybe.
Because if it's successful in Chaim Bloom's book, I think that is a scary place for the franchise to be.
It is. It is because it shouldn't be. Not here. You know, it shouldn't be. You shouldn't be a team that, you shouldn't be the Minnesota Twins that every time you see the postseason, you get your teeth kicked in the first round. Like, that's not successful in my mind. So, you know, I the problem I have is, and a lot of guys have expressed it, and Xander Bogaerts has expressed it, and others, is I have no idea what they're doing. And not that I have to, you know what I mean? Like, whatever, but it's impossible to know what they're doing. Like, what is the plan? We lose Christian Vasquez, but we add, you add some guys, Hosmer and Pham and McGuire. My issue that I have with him is I want him to get uncomfortable with things, whether it's signing a guy to a deal or making trades.
You want Chaim Bloom to be uncomfortable.
I want Chaim Bloom to be uncomfortable.
To take a risk.
Yes, yes.
And embrace a little risk.
The most comfortable trade deadline that he could possibly draw up. You know, he could use a guy like Tommy Pham. He's a decent player. He crushes lefties. All right, what do I got to give up for him? Here's the thing. Nothing. Cash. Player to be named later. Nothing. Oh, perfect. My type of deal. All right. Hosmer falls through. You know, the Soto, Josh Bell deal. He's sticking around. Oh, yeah, we have interest in Hosmer because we've had interest in him in the past. What's the asking price? Nothing. Well, how much salary you want to eat? All of it. Okay, I'm really comfortable with that, too. I got to give up Jay Groom for two other prospects? Awesome. I had prospects. So it's like, and then Diekman for Reese McGuire. Like, Diekman, it was a failed signing. I don't want him for next year for $4 million. So it was easy, comfortable trades. There's nothing uncomfortable about it to actually improve this team. It fell in his lap.
Lou, do you think it's comfort? It's a safety type thing and being averse to risk averse? Or is it wanting to win the deal? Is it more important to him to win the deal so it's like the smartest deal, I make the best deal, I find the diamond in the rough, yeah. I'm the opportunistic guy, or is it risk averse, or is it some combination of those two? Because I wonder how much of it is about being, you know, the guy who gets the best deal out there, makes the smartest trade, makes the smartest, you know, whatever. And there's a little bit of arrogance to that, if that is the case. I'm not saying it is, but if it is, or is it truly just being risk averse because not used to being in an organization that has these, that is, sorry to pardon the pun, but wants big swings so that you can go out and actually win something?
I don't know. I think he loves his system. Like, I would sit here and say they gave up Groom, Vasquez, and Diekman to get these guys, okay? And there's part of me that wonders if Bloom doesn't look at this trade deadline and think, I got three players for Jay Groom, and leaves out the big league part because he's so focused on how many prospects he has to give up in his system to acquire talent that he's blinded by the fact that he had two big leaguers left, and his success is that he only had to give up one minor leaguer to get all of this. You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, most people talk about Vasquez leaving, Diekman leaving. He's like, no. I got all this and only had to give up Jay Groom, who I don't really believe in anyways. Yeah. And I don't like that.
But then to the other side of it, as far as trying to win the deal, I mean, what do you make of the quote when everything was said and done about Nathan Eovaldi? I'm reading off of Odyssey.com. One source saying the Red Sox were asking for, quote, the moon when it came to Nathan Eovaldi. So in that sense, Nathan Eovaldi is important to this team. And is that Chaim Bloom really trying to get everything he can, maybe push his luck, maybe even be, you know, little Danny Ainge tendencies?
That is exactly what I was thinking about when I read that. And that's what
asking
brought
for
me
the
to
moon.
That's what brought me to, is he risk averse or does he need to win every trade? Does he need to get everything at the best value possible? Get everything, you know, like at a bargain. Everything's a diamond in the rough. And if it's the obvious thing and it's going to cost a lot of money or cost a lot of prospects, I'm not going to do that, not just because of the risk, but because I don't want to be on the losing end of a deal.
And once again, when your mindset's always about minor leaguers, okay, at the end of the year, it's a qualifying offer, $19 million. If you offer it and they refuse and another team signs them, you get a fourth-round pick. It could have been a second-round pick, but you're over the luxury tax. So it's a fourth-round pick. Vasquez, they would never offer $19 million to, ever, in a million years. Eovaldi? JD? I know people are like, nah, he doesn't hit well. I would take both of them for 1 year, 19. Obviously, Xander's going to get it, right? So is it like, I'll give Vasquez away for a couple prospects, but the other two I need a little bit more because maybe I plan on qualifying off for those guys, and if they walk, I can get a fourth-round pick. So I have a prospect attached to them already, maybe. You know, so I need more from you. So it's always like a thought of a prospect. You know what I mean? It's always like this prospect minor league thought. Like no prospects are tied to Vasquez, and I could have two picks tied to, you know, JD and Eovaldi. So the asking price is more. And I know people like, I would take Eovaldi back at 19 for one. I would take JD back for one at 19, given how this lineup might look. What's that?
I think both guys have shown their necessity. Nate Eovaldi specifically, I mean, do you feel really good going into next year? How about tackling the rest of this year, knowing you got Nick Pivetta and a bunch of kids? I know you like Cutter Crawford.
I do a lot.
You think he's legit?
Yes.
Okay, that's great. I like Cutter Crawford, too. Is that sustainable? Nick Pivetta is going to show up? Is Josh Winkowski going to figure it out? The only true thing you know is that Nate Eovaldi has a good chance of going 6-7.
I wouldn't sign either one of them to a 3-year deal. But for 1 year at 19, I would do it yesterday. I would. I mean, I know you could argue against it. I don't know what they're thinking, but maybe that a qualifying offer paid, you know, played in the back of their mind. They would never offer Vasquez it, so they move on from him. The other two, hey, maybe I can get a pick. And then, of course, today, the news of Jackie Bradley being released. What were your thoughts when you heard that one? Surprised?
Well, was I surprised? Well, I mean, I think the key is
I never thought Jackie Bradley Jr. was the problem, first of all.
He never was.
I didn't think he was the problem, but I understand how people are kind of acting like, well, he didn't hold up his end of the bargain. But no, I think it comes to something that you said earlier when it comes to why would they, if playing a clean defensive game is important to them, why would they get rid of one of their best defensive players?
So they could play their worst defensive player in center.
Yeah, so why would they do that? Why would they? Because Durant is still in center field, and he's horrendous, and it must be that somebody is returning. And Corey even talked about how Kiki Hernandez is on his way back. Hopefully he'll be back in middle of August. So there you go. So you fixed your hole in center field. But, like, I'm not going to lose sleep over Jackie Bradley Jr. I never expected him to be great. No, I just knew he was going to play great defense.
He's a fourth outfielder who shouldn't play every day and was exposed because he had to play every day because Chaim Bloom didn't do his job. He didn't go out and get an everyday right fielder and have a right fielder with Kike and Verdugo to start, and Jackie's your fourth outfielder. You could play him sparingly against certain righties. You could put him out there defensively.
Some sort of situational, whatever. You know, whatever.
And you could find a spot for him because that's who he is right now. He's an elite defender. And you, at this level, you're not a perfect player. But if you can do one thing elite, you're still valuable. I still think Jackie would be valuable to somebody. He's going to get picked up. You know, he'd probably be down in Philadelphia. Actually, they got Marsh, but still, he'll be somewhere. Because he can help you on the bench defensively late. There's no question about it. But because Chaim didn't do his job, the kid's out there playing every day, and we knew he's not that good.
I co-sign on that. We did ask Alex Cora during that interview at 3 o'clock, available on the Odyssey app, what JBJ being released means for Kike's return.
We feel like he's going to be with us. I don't want to put a timetable, but today he took 35 swings, and he's moving on. He's feeling better. And the hope is for him to be part of this in August. When? I don't know, but he's feeling better each day.
Well, that's when they made that move, I said, well, Kike's coming back here soon. And he talked to us, too. He kept the right-handed bat and Jalen Davis instead, you know, instead of the defense. You do have, you know, Pham now, righty. So there's a lot of pieces out there. I want to go to Jim in New Hampshire, who thinks we're being too hard on Jaren Duran, apparently. Go ahead, Jim.
Yeah, I'm just saying that, you know, I don't agree with your whole, you know, Duran thing, that he's a lousy center fielder. I haven't seen him make an error.
Oh,
Jim, you can't say that
on the radio.
I never
radio,
said he's a bad
Jim.
Base runner. I said he flies and doesn't know how to steal bases yet. And if you don't know by now that he is an awful, I'll tell you what, maybe the worst defensive center fielder in all of baseball, then you haven't been watching, reading, following anything.
But he likes the fact that he's the hardo
defensive center fielders in baseball. Like, and it's not even close. I never said, you can't swear. I never said he's an awful base runner. I said, for a guy that flies the way he does, he should be probably better.
He should be better at it.
Yeah. Yeah. So let me go to this guy, Phil, real quick before we go to last call. Go ahead, Phil. Phil, go ahead, buddy. New Hampshire. Sorry.
My call.
Yep.
I think that we are clearly the Tampa Bay Red Sox at this point. And yet I can't even remember Chaim making a move when he was with Tampa Bay that's as stupid as getting rid of your key primary catcher when your whole starting lineup is in disarray and you're going after a playoff position. Does that make any sense whatsoever?
Well, allegedly going off a playoff important. Position. Allegedly. Okay. As we say in the journalism world.
Yeah, and thanks for the call.
It protects you against everything if you say allegedly.
If you say allegedly, you can say anything.
And then obviously we'll be
it's kind of like saying no offense before you just rip somebody's heart out.
Christian Fourier sped in New Jersey, allegedly.
Yes, exactly. Allegedly got a speeding ticket for going over.
Allegedly.
Going too
allegedly
reckless driving.
Reckless
driving.
And by the way, to the point the caller made two calls ago about, Jaren Duran's not that bad in the outfield. I go to Brian Barrett whenever I need negative Red Sox stats. And this is from a few weeks ago. Brian Barrett tweets, Jaren Duran is a -7 defensive run saved in center field this season. He's played 196 innings out there. And I promise you, that number has not gotten any better.
196. Most starting players play 1,400 innings. And he's already a -7. Now, he's on pace for like a -40. Okay, at least he was earlier, whatever.
That's
right?
Historic.
So it's historically bad. Like, so when you say that he's not, you know, I think you're being too hard on him defensively, I'm probably not being hard enough. quite frankly.
You were excited. You know, he had fixed his swing when he was coming back up. You were doing the breakdown.
Oh, you look good.
Talking baseball.
Yeah, he simplified
good about
a lot
Jared
of things.
Durant.
Yeah, and he had a good night the other night. If you take that one night out, he looks like Jackie Bradley swinging the bat the last month and a half. All right, listen, let's get the last call. And also, Pedro Martinez, the great Pedro Martinez, chiming in on the direction of the Boston Red Sox. You'll hear it next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm going to give away a pair of Sox tickets right now. So be caller number 9 to the contest line. That number is 617-931-0937. 617-931-0937. And you're going to score two tickets. See the Sox stick on the Braves. That is August 10th. It's brought to you by the 99 Restaurant, where kids eat free day after the Sox win. Parking at the Prudential Center. During you drive into the game, you can park at the Prudential Center garage, where parking is just $20 for games. Again, 617-931-0937. Pair of Sox tickets, check on the Braves, August 10th.
Line them up.
All right, Pedro Martinez, MLB Network, talking about the trade deadline and sounding an awful lot like Xander Bogaerts.
I just don't see where the path is leading for the Red Sox. To be honest, they have a headache with Devers. I have a headache with the most consistent player they have ever had, Xander Bogaerts. They just got rid of Vasquez, who figured that out in the middle of the field. I have a hard time understanding what the thought process is, where Himes is trying to lead the rest of the pack.
He's saying the same thing that the player's saying. Oh, I don't get what he's doing. I don't know what the plan is. What is the plan? So if Chaim Bloom is going to speak the entire team, if he's going to address the team, wouldn't that be the first kind of issue you would talk about? Is like, here's how I see it, guys. Here's how I see it. Like, wait for these guys to get healthy, then you'll be competitive.
I think the first thing you do is you say, really sorry about Christian.
Yes.
Sorry we had to send him away, like, guys.
He's talked,
Xander,
yeah, he's
I know
talked
that's your
enough.
Guy. I'm sorry.
He's talked enough to the media. You know, I've talked to him before, and it just comes down to maybe just disagreeing with the philosophy or just disagreeing with the plan. Like, you know, and he said you got every right disagreeing. Well, I think most people do, because even if they talk to the players, then they'll come back and be like, okay, so what's the deal? Like, am I coming back? Like, do you believe in having guys like me, Xander Bogaerts, Rafi Devers? Can you win with us, or do you feel like you can win without us? Do you feel like you can go with whoever it might be at third base and shortstop, as long as Kike stays healthy and you get something out of Waka and Paxton comes back next year and, Hosmer's at first? Like, you need stars, right? You do believe in that, right?
And also, Chaim, are you interested in 2022? Are you interested in 2023? Or are you looking ahead at 24, 25, and those are the teams that you're thinking about because that's where your prospects are coming up through?
Yeah, and well, like, you got anybody that's really, I mean, McGuire can be your backup catcher for the next few years. But sorry, you just traded Connor Wong for Mookie Betts. He was part of that deal where you don't think he's ready for the big leagues next year. You know, so it's just, a lot of it kind of comes into question. Let's go, before we go to last call, let's go to Marty, who's in the car. Marty, what's up?
Hey, thank you for taking the call. I love your passion on the Sox, and I know you're near the end. And I just want to say, I'll always be thankful for John Henry and that group bringing the World Series. I'm older than you guys. and it was huge when they won in 2004. I'll never forget it. But John Henry has done so much to build up the marketing of the Sox, and the star of the Boston Red Sox is Fenway Park. They're down 500,000 people this year in attendance, and the only reason it's not more is that they're getting so many tourists in to see the most beloved park in America. John Henry bought the Pittsburgh Penguins in the last year, so he has no allegiance to Boston. He has the club over in London where he tried to completely change those rules. He's all about money, which he's a great businessman, but I believe John Henry hired Hein Bloom for a reason. And you guys, the only thing I have a problem with, you keep blaming Hein Bloom.
So we hired him for a reason. I mean, like, you can't see. I believe he hired him for a reason. Why do you think he hired him? To lose on purpose?
No. And if he continues to lose, he will fire him. I love this whole, like, you know, the Pittsburgh Penguins.
Yeah, they keep bringing that up.
He bought Liverpool in 2010.
Yeah.
Okay, we had the same thing here. He's selling them off. As a matter of fact, he was answering questions down in Fort Myers. Are you selling the team? When you made that trade to the Dodgers, you're getting rid of your bottom line. You're selling the team. Since he's bought Liverpool, he's won two World Series. Did he stop caring 2 years ago or 3 years ago in 2018 when they went out and spent $240 million for 2 years? He hired a guy to do things differently. He's going to see how he does it, and he's going to fire him when he finishes in last place for a couple years in a row, just like Ben Cherington. You know, I don't know. They want to win. He just wants to see how he does it. They are spending $233 million. They went over the luxury tax. You know, and I feel like they hired this guy to go out and make decisions. He's going to let him make decisions. And then after his decisions, they're going to evaluate him. And if they don't like what they see, they got to go find somebody else to make decisions.
Which is
where it's going.
This can get real ugly real quickly.
You ain't kidding.
If that's the reason why, because you don't make the playoffs this year, then you really only got 1 year left.
I think they're going to give him one more offseason.
Yeah.
How's that? I think if he doesn't go out this year, like if this Xander Bogaerts walks and Devers gets all screwed up and people are sitting here and they continue to talk about his organization this way and Hein Bloom and how he's building it, there's no stars down in AAA. There might be a guy you might find. Cassis might help. You know what I mean? There's a couple arms that are intriguing, back-end arms. Like, you don't go out there and sign stars in this offseason. You start losing guys like Bogaerts and Devers doesn't look good. Then, yeah, I'll give him one more year. The offseason next year, and if it's nothing changes, it ain't going to be long. Just the way it's going to be. All right, listen, last call. It's brought to you by Cars for Kids, the easy way to donate your car. You can donate today, and your car can be picked up tomorrow. Go to carsforkids.com. We'll give them a call at 1-877-CARS-4KIDS. The great Vin Scully passed away the other day at 94 years old. When you hear his voice, you know what's going on. It's baseball. He's going to be missed. He was fantastic. I want to play. This is Vin Scully, actually during the game, I think at one point, actually talking about, remember the story about Johnny Gomes, how he was attacked by, was it coyotes?
No, it was a wolf.
A wolf.
Johnny Gomes was attacked by a
Vin
wolf.
Vin Scully brought it into the telecast, is what it sounded like.
Johnny, to make the understatement of the day, has had a very tough life. We can give you maybe one or two stories. We don't want to get into too much of the privacy area. Let's start when he was 12. He was doing work on his grandmother's house, and a hired hand showed up with a wolf on a leash. Here's the 2-0 pitch. 2-1. Anyway, Johnny loved dogs. He had never owned one, though he had no idea about how serious a wolf might be. So he walked up to the wolf, and the man hollered at him, "No, it's a real wolf. Don't pet it." The 2-1 pitch in. Yeah, well, the man ties up the wolf, goes around the corner to mend the fence, and Johnny goes back to the wolf, saying something like, "Oh, I'll talk to him. It'll be great." And the wolf attacks him, has knocked him down on his chest, just about ready to devour him. 2-2 pitch, check swing, no swing, ball three.
Yes, Johnny beats him up.
Suddenly, totally and completely relaxed. He was done. He knew it. And whatever he did by relaxing, the wolf decided, I don't have a rival here. And the wolf got off his chest. Johnny got up and walked away. Ground ball by the diving Turner. And the base hit by Johnny Gomes. So a one-out single left by the wolf man.
It's just, I was waiting for then Johnny discovered he had inner strength that he never knew he had, and he grabbed the wolf by the neck and strangled him with his bare hands.
Vin's just a great storyteller. I mean, that's kind of what made him amazing. How about this one here real quick before we go on? He's on the Dan Le Batard show, apparently. He's telling a story. One of his phrases, he screwed up on the air, and he vowed never to make that mistake again.
Yeah, sure. I guess the over the years you would have to be. And basically the most, and I think you'll get the picture immediately, back about my third year, about 1952, the Dodgers were playing Cincinnati, and Cincinnati had an outfielder named Lloyd Merriman. I'll never forget it. And Lloyd hit a ball foul, and my mind told me to say, hot shot, hit, foul.
No, man.
And it never came out that way. And everybody in the booth fell down, and I was absolutely mortified. And the reason I remember Lloyd Merriman, I started filling. He's a former Marine Air Corps pilot, saw combat in Korea. You know, I did on and on. That really, that had to be, considering how young I was, that was about it.
A hot dump hit foul.
That's the best one that ever did it.
Yeah, he's fantastic.
Vin Scully, Chick Hearn.
He's fantastic. By the way, if you missed any part of this show at all, you can subscribe to Maloney, Foria, and Mega on podcast on the Odyssey app, wherever you find your podcasts. That's going to do it for us today.
Stay cool out there.
Yeah, no kidding. Still 100 out there or what?
It's pretty damn close.
Jeez, I was out there for a few minutes and it was like rough.
I love it. I figure, like, we live in New England and we have a crappy winter, we should never bitch or complain about
this
the heat
true
in the summertime.
All right, this is true.
Never complain
I'm
about
good
it
with you there. I'm good. No complaints then. All right, listen, that's going to do it for us tonight. Have a great night, everybody. We will talk to you guys tomorrow at 2.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.